Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Lesaka Technologies, formerly NetOne, says the acquisition of Connect Group is showing early benefits, helping the firm halve operating losses in the first quarter of its 2023 financial year, pushing merchant revenue more than sevenfold. NASDAQ and JSE-listed Lesaka, which operates the EasyPay payment service, said its adjusted core profit jumped to 111 million rand in the 3 months to end September, from a loss of 106 million rand previously. The Competition Commission has blocked a merger between the country two biggest paint manufacturers, Dulux and Plascon. Dutch group AkzoNobel, that owns Dulux, wanted to buy the owner of Plascon, Japanese-controlled Kansai Plascon Africa. The commission said the proposed deal would result in a substantial lessening of competition in the market for the manufacturing and supply of paint, and that the companies are close competitors in terms of price, quality and product range. And at COP27, South Africa has secured 10.7 billion rand from France and Germany to aid its just transition away from coal and adopt cleaner energy sources. The agreements are part of the initial $8.5 billion that was pledged by the International Partners Group, the UK, US, France, Germany and the EU, and is the first commitment of actual money coming out of the pledge. On the markets, a spike in commodities prices and shareholder relief over the goldfields' failed bid for Yamana saw resources boost the JSE, the all share in the top 40, up a percent to 69,640 and 63,027, respectively. Nervousness on global markets over inflation pointers in the US and a cryptocurrency meltdown put pressure on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P 500 down a percent, tech-heavy NASDAQ down 2.5%. London's FTSE down 0.2%. Asian markets taking their cue from the US this morning. Hong Kong down 2%, Tokyo down 1%, and Sydney down 0.5%. Some strength coming back into the dollar at just on $1 to the euro. So the rand softer now at 17.77 to the greenback. It's 20.27 to pound sterling and 17.82 to the euro. Gold at $1,710, platinum $1,002, Bitcoin down over 22%. In 3 days, now $16,288, and a barrel of Brent crude, also softer, now $93.48.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.